Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Micronet Enertech fourth quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the call to Dilek Mir of Corporate Profile. Dilek, please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for calling in to review Micronet Enertech Technologies, Inc.'s fourth quarter and year-end 2016 results. Management will provide an overview of the results, followed by a question and answer session. Importantly, there is a slide presentation which management will use during the overview. This presentation can be found on the Investor Relations section of the company website under Events and Presentations. You may also access a PDF copy of the presentation by clicking in the link in the company's press release regarding these financial results issued this morning and then clicking a second link labeled March 31 presentation. Callers accessing the PDF copy of the presentation will need to manually scroll through the slides as management goes through the presentation. I will now take a brief moment to read the Safe Harbor Statement. During the course of this call, management will make, express, and imply forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995 and other U.S. federal securities laws. These forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, those statements regarding to our outlook for 2017, estimated 2017 revenues, expected benefits from military aid to Israel, future growth, our pipeline and backlog, increased volumes and demand in the markets in which we operate, our product offerings and future market opportunities, expected new opportunities and anticipated orders and growth results from the ELD mandate and the timing and expected benefits from our spinoff of the Aerospace and Defense Division, including whether such spinoff will be completed. Such forward-looking statements and their implications involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause actual results or performance to differ materially from those projected. The forward-looking statements contained in this presentation are subject to other risks and uncertainties, including those discussed in the risk factor section and elsewhere in the company's annual report on Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2016, filed with the SEC. Please note that the date of this conference call is March 31, 2017, and any forward-looking statements that management makes today are based on assumptions that are reasonable as of this date. Except as otherwise required by law, the company is under no obligation to and expressly disclaims any obligation to update or alter its forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. During this call, in addition to the GAAP financial measures, management will discuss non-GAAP financial measures as defined by SEC Regulation G, including non-GAAP net loss and income. These non-GAAP measures exclude both share-based compensation expenses, the amortization of intangible assets, and the amortization of note discount. These non-GAAP measures are not intended to be considered in isolation from, as a substitute for, or as superior to our GAAP results, and we encourage you to consider all measures when analyzing Micronet Enertech's performance. A reconciliation of these non-GAAP measures to the applicable GAAP measures is included in today's press release regarding our quarterly results and can be found in the Investor Relations section of the website at www.micronet-enertech.com/IR-company. On the call this morning, we have David Lukacs, Chairman, President, and CEO of Micronet Enertech, Ken Wiesner, CEO of Micronet, Inc., and Oren Harari, Chief Financial Officer of Micronet Enertech. And again, as a reminder, management will be referring to a slide presentation that can be accessed via the Investor Relations section of the company's site or the link in the press release. With that, I will now turn the call over to David, who will begin the presentation on slide 3. Please go ahead, David.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Although our revenue in the first 12 months ended December 31st, 2016, declined slightly as compared to the same period in 2015, we are very encouraged about 2017. The combined backlog of both our business units remain robust. Enertech is positioned for growth based on our strong reputation and increase in military spending. There is also significant sector growth expected in 2017 for Micronet as the ELD electronic lodging device mandate requirement deadline near. This, coupled with our recently launched MRM products and several more in development, will propel Micronet. At the end of 2016 and during Q1 of 2017, we announced a $1 million purchase order for our recently introduced TrackR 5 and $2.1 million order for our all-in-one Track 317, respectively. We strongly believe the MRM market represents a strategic opportunity as our state-of-the-art technology can meet the needs of a wide variety of MRM customers. We are seeking considerable new opportunities for our products related to the recent federal ELD mandate requiring electronic logging devices for truck and bus fleets. Beyond the mandate, our rugged MRM device creates compelling business benefits for our customers in transportation, logistics industry, including boosting efficiency and productivity. We remain focused on diversifying our customer base and have been encouraged by the increasing interest from new customers. I will now turn the call over to Ken.
Thank you, David. On slide four, you'll find the ELD mandate opportunity. We believe we are one of the best solutions in the industry to help customers comply with the ELD mandate. This mandate represents important growth potential for our company as it requires fleet operators and private truck owners to use ELDs rather than paper logbooks or log driver hours and other safety data. Based on the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's final rule, enforcement of the regulation for carriers and drivers who are using paper logs and logging software is no later than December 18, 2017. While carriers and drivers who use an automated onboard recorded device must transition to ELDs no later than December 16, 2019. Industry analysts anticipate ELDs for trucks and buses will increase to a potential multi-billion-dollar market in the coming years. We are working with customers as they prepare for laws impending enforcement, and we believe that our comprehensive solution are among the most competitive in the market. While we believe that this ELD mandate will remain in place in the fourth quarter, sales of our rugged computing devices, which help customers meet the ELD requirement, were below our expectations. We believe this indicates purchases have been temporarily delayed and may result in higher or more immediate demand in the coming quarters. On slide five, we present more information on our recently launched TrackR 5 product. TrackR 5 is an innovative, ruggedized telematics Android onboard computer optimized for the Internet of Things and fleet management applications. Its benefit to MRM customers include open architecture with no customization required. It is well suited for the bring-your-own-device market. It pairs easily with smartphones and offers enhanced safety monitoring features, helps customers focus on driver safety, efficiency, compliance, electronic logging device, and hours of service, driver coaching, and fuel reports for the local fleet and heavy-duty trucks and equipment. At the end of December 2016, we announced a related purchase order from the leading fleet management service provider for TrackR 5, valued at over $1 million. We are currently shipping on this order. The TrackR 5 expands Micronet's market opportunity, particularly with smaller fleet size. We have a strong pipeline with a growing number of customers evaluating our products in the field. I will now turn the call back over to David.
Thank you, Ken. Turning to slide six, our Enertec business continued to show strength. Our backlog at Enertec on December 31, 2016, grew by 10% as compared to December 31, 2015. During the second quarter of 2016, we were awarded a three-stage project with a total value of $5.8 million for the production of computer-based command and control defense system for a multi-billion dollar aerospace and defense contractor. During the third quarter of 2016, we received a follow-on order in the amount of $900,000 from this customer, and we expect to receive additional orders. This is the largest project ever received by Enertech, and we strongly believe that it demonstrates our growing reputation as a dependable and innovative provider of state-of-the-art command and control defense systems. Also, during the fourth quarter, we have received continuous order for our mobile command and control center from a multinational aerospace and defense contractor. These command and control centers are used in rugged and difficult terrains for the control and monitoring of advanced weapon systems. In addition, in view of the recent U.S. pledge of $38 billion in military aid to Israel, Enertech's strong reputation providing technologies and services to some of the top military contractors in the world, coupled with increasing demand, create a growth environment for our aerospace and defense business. With slide number 7, we highlight the trends that are beneficial to our business. As I've discussed previously, the local fleet vertical, which represents most of our MRM revenue, is expected to grow significantly over the next several years. We believe that we've created a unique and all-inclusive solution that will benefit from this growth and legislative changes, as previously discussed by Ken. In our aerospace and defense business, the demand for our critical missile defense system continues to provide a consistent stream of business that remains a key component of our core offering. Hence, we are positioned well to drive considerable growth going forward and have demonstrated an ability to drive efficiencies that should result in profitability. On March 30, 2017, the company's board of directors approved the spin-off of the aerospace and defense division of MICT into a standalone company. If this spin-off is completed, MICT's shareholders would receive, in addition to their shares in MICT, common stock in the spin-off entity on a pro rata basis based on the ownership of MICT. We strongly believe that both divisions are positioned in a high potential market. The MRM and connected car space market is extremely exciting, and the aerospace and defense is booming up. We believe that the separation of the businesses will better enable us to utilize these potentials. In addition, the spin-off will increase our focus in both businesses, will enable better allocation of financial resources, and allow us to pursue appropriate growth opportunities, along with the ability to execute strategic plan best suited to each respective business. The spin-off is also expected to enhance strategic flexibility and improve response to industry dynamics, including attracting top talent to each business space. Management will be able to devote time and attention to the development and implementation of corporate strategies and policies. Also, we believe that spin-off will allow investors to make independent investment decisions with respect to each business space and achieve alignment with a more natural stockholder base. I will now turn the call to Oren for a financial review.
Thank you, David, and good morning, everyone. The next slide illustrates our revenue breakdown by segment for the full year of 2016 as compared to 2015. MRM revenues were $13.3 million, a decline of 9% as compared to revenues of $14.6 million in 2015. The decline is primarily attributed to the fourth quarter, mainly due to a reduction of unit volumes related to the company's current product line and delayed market adaptation of the company's new product line, combined with the change in management. These delayed orders are processed and expected to ship during Q2 of 2017. The aerospace and defense segment came in at $9.5 million, a 5% increase compared to 2015. We continue to see a solid demand for our customers seeking aerospace and defense solutions. On slide 10, consolidated revenues declined slightly to $22.7 million in 2016 as compared to $23.6 million in 2015. Lower sales reflect the transition stage between the new product introductions and rollout in our MRM business. Our backlog remains strong at $9 million as of the end of 2016. Gross profit margins were 18% in 2016 as compared to 31% in 2015. The decrease was due to inventory write-offs, mostly attributed to Micronet's old product line, combined with increased customer support costs associated with the introduction of the company's new product line. In our aerospace and defense business, we had some inventory write-offs and completion of certain projects with lower profitability. R&D expenses came down on a dollar basis and remained consistent with the on a percentage basis as compared to the prior year. Selling general and administrative expenses, or SG&A, in 2016 increased both on a dollar base and percentage over 2015. 2016 SG&A includes a payment of $150,000 related to the settlement agreement pursuant to the company's termination of a potential acquisition. Aside from this charge, the increase in SG&A is primarily due to an increase in sales force in the MRM segment, increase in professional consultants of $260,000, increase in professional consultants and $260,000 in doubtful debt related to the MRM division. Net loss in 2016 was $5.8 million, or loss of 97 cents per basic and diluted share, as compared to a net loss of $2.5 million, or a loss of 42 cents per basic and diluted share in 2015. On slide 11, you will see that on a non-GAAP basis, loss for 2016 was $4.9 million, or 83 cents per basic and diluted share, as compared to $1.5 million, or 25 cents per basic and diluted share on a non-GAAP loss in 2015. Turning to slide 12, you can see that our balance sheet remains strong with $8.1 million in cash and cash equivalents, $6.7 million working capital, and $10.9 million in shareholders' equity. I will now turn the call back over to the operator for Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Mike Vermeule of Newland Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hello.
Ken, quick question for you. You know, when we look at this, what's the strategy now going forward to really make sure we capture the opportunity here on the MRM market and the ELD mandate coming? And it's, you know, my guess is there's going to be a wave of orders coming in probably second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter of this year into next year. How do we make sure that we're aligned with the right players? And where do those talk stand, and can we expect to see some developments there shortly?
You know, I think, Mike, appreciate the question. We alignment with many of the larger players kind of has been in existence since 2016, and now it's really the execution of the deployment of the products in 2017. So we are firmly aligned with some fairly large industry players associated with that deployment, and we're excited about the opportunity. Now we have the products on both sides in order to deploy in 2017, and I think we see that in our orders as of today that we look to fulfill in the second and third quarter.
Okay. Another part looking at, how do we get the business, and is it going to be morphing into some recurring revenue aspect? Now, how do we start shifting instead of being solely a hardware business, which I think is going to be great coming up, but is there going to be an element of the business where we start morphing into recurring revenue streams?
There are some strategies associated with that today, some that will require us to polish off some technology, some that will require us to establish some partnerships associated with those services. And so there is a mentality associated in the organization in pursuing those things so that we can have a recurring aspect to the business on a go-forward basis.
Okay. And then this is for David. You know, when you look at splitting the business here, you know, can you just go over who's going to be running which businesses, costs, how the costs should be allocated, and when we expect these businesses to cross back into profitability? What should it be, I would hope, a 2017 event?
So first of all, in terms of who is going where, it all will be disclosed in the public filing, which will come shortly, and you can see there. As a general answer, we strongly believe that the separation, apart from all the good things which and the advantages we mentioned, is not going to incur a significant increase in cost. And one thing further, if you remember our discussion several times in the last 2 years, when I believe it was you that asked how are we going to arrange the fact that we are working now with two public companies, one in the subsidiary in Tel Aviv and one in the MICT, and one of the answers was we need to separate the two businesses in order to be able to focus and make it as a one company. So this is certainly one of the things which we need a prerequisite in order to do and to move forward, and also in order to cut expenses on the public company.
Will this reduce expenses of the parent going forward?
It's really on the long run, if we'll be able to make it as a one company, if you remember the question of delisting the company, it will certainly do. Even if not, it will not increase our expenses.
Okay. And then with the backlog we have now, with the orders you see coming, should we expect a profitable 2017, or at least to turn to profitable, quarters towards the end? Should that be the expectation?
Mike, this is Ken Wiesner. I think with the projected growth, we do anticipate some good enhancement towards a profitable entity. And so, towards the end of the year, that is an assumption that I would say that we have as well.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Thanks, guys.
At this point, there are no further questions. Before I ask David to make his concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available within 2 hours. In the U.S., please dial 1-888-269-0005. In Israel, please dial 03-9255-941. Internationally, please dial 972-3-9255-941. David, would you like to make your closing remarks?
Thank you, operator. Although the last quarter and our yearly results were below expectations, we believe both spaces have extremely strong fundamentals based on our visibility today, and we are very encouraged and optimistic regarding 2017. We estimate that the combined revenue for the 12 months ending December 2017 will range between $25 million to $30 million, with approximately two-thirds projections from the MRM division and one-third from the Aerospace and Defense division. This indicates an increase of a minimum of 20% of our consolidated revenue. In addition to the anticipated revenue growth and to increase our profitability, we are taking necessary cost reduction measures. We believe that these steps will have an immediate effect on 2017 performance. In conclusion, we believe that the anticipated spin-off process will increase focus in both businesses, allowing us to pursue appropriate growth opportunities and decrease our operational costs. I would like to thank our dedicated team of employees and managers, and I look forward to speaking with you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes Micronet Enertech Technologies fourth quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.